I've got to say, this is my first time getting a chance to meet Rip Romney, and having dug into your, and I say you now because it's become a solo thing, but having dug into your musical library, which you've created with, man, your buddies from high school, even with the indie, you know, pop rock group, the garage band vibe that you bring, and to see that kind of begin to carry through just who you're going to start to present and begin to present and continue to present, I should say, music to us all, bro. I just want to say salute. What's up? Nice to meet you. And I hope everything is going good in Salt Lake City right now for you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, stuff's going really well. Yeah. Thanks for that, though.
No, seriously, dude, it's been really cool to get to learn more about your musical history, get to learn more about who you are, and to actually say another thing I want to say is thanks for not too long ago giving us an Ask Anything chat for Most Requested Live. I mean, that was super cool where you just kind of sat back and answered the most random questions from some of your biggest fans, everything from like Chick-fil-A and if you could do British accents. I mean, I had the chance to see that a couple of days ago. How wild is it to, you know, to know that who you are as a musician and your music and just who you are as a person is reaching so many people across the globe now.
Yeah. It's like, it's super, I feel like I've kind of like almost dissociated from it a little bit. It's kind of like, it's like, it would be such an overwhelming feeling. So I never really like, feel like there still hasn't really been that moment where I'm like, whoa, this is like actually real.
So pretty much it's like thanks Maxwell for bringing it up and throwing all that anxiety on me right out the very gate of our interview.
no, it is really cool. Like, it's definitely like obviously there's a thing where like the first thought is like, wow, this is so exciting. Then the second thought is like, oh well, what about all these like things that could go wrong and everything?
Yeah. A lot of responsibility that, you know, could be thrust on you, man. But to be able to handle it all and to be able to just get really to the crux of, you know, of this is that you're creating music and you're, you know, you're an artist and you're giving us who you are, man. Now, let's talk about, you know, the early days and how it all did start as, like I said, this indie, you know, garage band, you know, kind of a, you know, rock kind of a thing, you know, but then to really still have that be the common thread of what you were doing with your buddies to now as a solo, you know, project. How has this journey been for you, dude?
Yeah, it's been, sorry.
All good. Blowing up, you know what I'm saying? He's famous, y'all.
I think that was actually like a spam caller, but.
2020's creeping into 2021. Oh, crap.
the whole journey. Yeah, it's been crazy. Like, it's been a pretty slow up until the Put Your Records On thing. It was like, whoa, I have like 100,000 monthly listeners, or it was like 20,000 monthly listeners. This is crazy. Like I never thought this would happen. And then it was like, oh, 100,000, wow. And then it kind of just like slowly was like inching up for a long time. And then
that has happened. Been, to your point, I mean, that has been just like a sudden change. So yeah. I guess I want to get into this cover of this Corinne Bailey Rae record that is so special. Yeah, I mean, as we may have known, or as I learned as I became a fan of yours a while back, that this was a song that meant something to you that you connected to because of hearing it with your mom. So when you actually got the idea to put your spin on this amazing song, gosh, man, to go from start to finish, how excited were you to see it really come together and to, you know, all of a sudden see these enormous amount of videos and streams and, you know, other parts of, you know, the globe really tap in and connect to your record?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was like, obviously it was unexpected. Like, you can never really expect something like that. Like, I really kind of I wanted to do a cover because it was like a lot of my other music has like a lot of this emotional weight on it and stuff. Like when I'm writing it myself, and it was like, and like right after quarantine started and everything, I was like, oh, I can't really do that right now. And then, like, it was like really therapeutic for me, like in such a down time. To be working on this song in particular, and like
it seems
already like, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, it seems like it was, you were able to tap into a happy place, and I feel like you said that before. It was just you know, an energy that you maybe felt that you needed at the time, because that's how you were able to connect to this song. And yeah, I mean, what quarantine kind of put a strong pause not only on the world, but also, I mean, we had two dates down where you were touring, right? I want to say it was with Dayglow, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, sorry, you know what I'm saying? Like, was it really difficult to deal with that? Were there moments of thinking like, damn, is this really meant for me? Or did you still have it in you that you knew that it was going to be something that would continue on? It just had to be something you had to persevere through.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was definitely a downer. It was like, because that was like when Sloan, Dayglow, when he asked me to be on that tour, it was like, this is like the biggest thing to happen in my career so far. Yeah. And it was like super exciting, obviously, for how like fun the tour would be and for how like it could help like my career and stuff. So yeah, when it was canceled, like obviously it was a bummer. I mean, like people have bigger problems due to COVID,
for sure.
Like
yeah.
and it was important to like keep that in perspective. Like being like a solo musician at this point is like during quarantine is like not the worst job you can have.
Speak to that, like, how is the creation process now even that much more different, you know, to be able to be within your feelings and to be within your thoughts and to, you know, work them out through this? And you used the word before, therapeutic. How special is it to have these moments where you can hunker down and really get your thoughts out and watch them from start to finish exactly how you envision them, not only in your mind, but in your heart and your soul?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I've noticed a lot of, like, I'm working on the next album right now. And like through a lot of quarantine, I've been working on that. And I've noticed that it's like a lot of like, it's a lot of introspection that wasn't like, I guess like most of my music has been pretty introspective, but like, it's like, I'm not like going out and like getting inspired by all these like social experiences. So
yeah.
I kind of have to, in order to write about something, I have to kind of like go into my own head and like, kind of pick things apart a little bit.
And I'd imagine you're probably learning a whole hell of a lot about yourself, man. Not only the strength that you have to overcome this kind of stuff, but how to really express these things and how to put them together in a way that, you know, the rest of the world can also adapt to it, and they can take their own stories and connect to it, and they can really become even bigger fans of what you still have yet to come. So pretty fulfilling. I mean, has it been?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I feel like I am having this like time to kind of just like sit with myself and and kind of work on myself a little bit. Like, it's been really helpful.
Making the best, and it's been the hardest thing, but we've all had to try to find that silver lining in this crappy time, dude. So the fact that you're able to go there, man, that's pretty dope. Seriously.
Thank you.
Not for real. I want to ask about, and let's focus again on this amazing cover. We all know, and those that don't know, in 06, I guess it was, when Corinne Bailey Rae gave us this beautiful song. And I know that there was a long time where the two of you, management, had been talking. Shout out to the Disruptor squad. Love you guys, my fam squad. But now, wait a second. Time out. Who's this?
All right. This is Perry. He's my dog.
Yo, Perry, what's cracking, dude? This is like the coolest thing ever. Oh man. All right.
Okay. Yeah,
Perry stole the show right here.
Yeah, I was listening to your question though.
No, but I was like falling in love with Perry. Like, damn, that's pretty dope. But I do know that recently, or did this happen or did it not? did you get the chance to connect with her? And I know it had been something that was going to happen. And how did that conversation go? And how appreciative were you to, you know, learn more about her and vice versa with her to, you know, kind of give that extra nod of the cap, you know, for an amazing cover?
Dude, yeah, it was crazy. Like, so we were just like on a Zoom call together. She's just like exactly what you would expect. Like, it's just so, like, so nice and like sunshiny and like, yeah. I mean, I was like, I don't want to say surprised, but like,
yeah.
I was like, wow, you really like are the person who made this song. Like, and she was so nice about it. She said it was like cool to, cause like, obviously she plays that song like on tour all the time.
Yeah.
And she said like over the years, a bunch of people have done like acoustic covers and stuff, obviously, but she said it was cool to like be like surprised in some way by this song that like she knew so well. So I like really appreciated that.
What I love about it, being able to play it on shows like Most Requested Live for, you know, literal millions of people to hear it and to press play on the button when I'm on the world famous freaking Z100 and for people to hear it and to be able to, what I love about art, and I've been really trying to figure out the best way to have, you know, this part of the conversation, I'm loving that it's a song that allows for conversation, is what I love about art is that she created this song with, you know, a really sole purpose, maybe not just one, but with a, you know, a message behind it. You were able to connect to it because of the way that it made you feel. And now what you're creating has allowed millions of people on social platforms like TikTok and Twitter and YouTube and Vevo with the, you know, the you just did an amazing stripped down version of it just recently. That's one thing that I love about music, is it allows us to find our own connection to this. So I want to know, like, what have you come to appreciate a little bit more about what the story was that she was telling, and how did she appreciate the fact that you were able to connect through your own heartfelt meaning to, you know, pass the baton forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like, obviously there's like stuff in the song that I can't relate to, like the
for sure
about, yeah, like the stuff about like Black girls like accepting themselves and like letting their hair down and stuff. But yeah, I mean, and I'm not gonna pretend to like know what that's like, but just I kind of was paying attention a lot more to just like the vibes of the song, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the super positive, like, and that's what I really connected to. That's what I'd like, just like the hopefulness, I guess. Like it's all gonna be okay kind of message.
It comes through in your adaptation. It comes through in the visual that you created for it. And that's what I love about art is, you know, I mean, if anyone was to think that she created a song for one particular type of person, I think that they're sadly mistaken to think that she didn't want her song to be heard by millions. That was a story that she told, but it allows, again, that's what art is. And what's so special about it is that we find our own way to connect to it and to make it, you know, our own, or to take some inspiration. And, you know, what you've been able to do, allow more fans who are fans of yours learn about who she is and her meaning of it. I mean, I think that's one of the most special things that any artist can do. So I just needed to tell you kudos and congrats on being able to at least do that for me. And that's why I think I really love this record, because it even allowed me to listen to it in a different space. And you did an amazing thing. And your version, like I said, it's got the world talking right now and connecting for their own reasons. So that's really what's special, dude. Before I get you out of here, man, more music coming. I know you're in the early beginning stages of a new album. And how's that going? And how's 2021 looking for you?
Yeah, the album should definitely come out this year.
Dope.
I think we're looking at like kind of the middle of the year, summer maybe. And then tentatively planning a tour in fall. We'll see.
Wear your masks, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Social distance. Do the stuff so we can get there. If you got to get that shot in your shoulder, do it.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying? Not just for us, but for Perry also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I know. You know. Come on. Like, he needs to he needs to go outside more. He needs some more adventures. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. Obviously it's a super cool opportunity I have. Like obviously there's the anxiety of like, oh, maybe these people who like the cover won't like my new music as much as they like the cover. And but like, no matter what, it is really cool to have all these people that are gonna at least listen to the new stuff once, even if they turn it off after that. But like, yeah, I'm really excited.
I'm willing to bet that there are going to be a lot more, you know, fans that are going to, you know, follow soon and that are going to truly, like I said, really understand and appreciate your vision for the direction that your music is going in and who you are as an artist, dude. I mean, it's just like, it's special what you even do to step out on stage, to put pen to paper, to create these songs and putting yourself out there. So yeah, man, I'm just asking if you make a little run, you know what I'm saying, throughout the East Coast here, somehow I can get on a list. Even if I got to buy tickets, you know what I'm saying? Let me know if I get the early access code so when they sell out, I can at least have my place already set. You see what I'm saying?
You're already on the list.
Bro, when we could connect in real life, I'm looking forward to it. Loving this cover, loving the fact that I get to press play on a song that I loved in 06. Now hearing your version of it and what you presented to the world with Put Your Records On is something that's really dope. Like I said, in real life, when we get those hangs, bro, you're going to catch me at the show rocking out, man. Seriously, cool. Looking forward to it, homie.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate
it. Right on. Enjoy the rest of your day. P-Dog, peace out to you too, homie.
See ya.